This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Seven African leaders visited Ukraine's capital Friday as part of a self-styled peace mission to both Ukraine and Russia to help end their nearly 16-month-old war. The high-level delegation said they wanted to bring an African perspective to the peace process, saying their continent has also suffered from the war in terms of high grain prices. The talks with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky could not start until after air raid sirens went off, signaling a Russian assault. Later in a news conference following the talks, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said the missile attack was a sign both sides needed to stop fighting and start talking.
This war must be settled, and there should be peace through negotiations and diplomatic means.
But Zelensky said peace talks with Russia were not possible until Moscow withdrew its forces from occupied Ukrainian territory. He made it clear Ukraine stood by its own peace initiative based on complete Russian withdrawal, but invited the African leaders to take part in an international summit that is still being planned. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova gave VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program a description of the air raid that interrupted the African leaders' talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
It was quite an unusual attack on Kyiv because it happened not over the night. It happened in the morning. It started around 11 o'clock. There were explosions heard in the city of Kyiv. Even more explosions were heard at the outskirts of the capital. The Ukrainian Air Force confirmed that it was not just a cruise missiles attack, but it was also a ballistic attack. In total, six ballistic Kinjal missiles were destroyed today in the sky of the city of Kyiv and Kyiv region, in addition to another six cruise missiles, caliber cruise missiles, and two drones.
This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday confirmed Russia's deployment of tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus has already happened, confirming comments made earlier this week by Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. Speaking Friday at Russia's Economic Forum in St. Petersburg, Putin issued a veiled threat, saying he could use the warheads, but saw no need for Russia to resort to nuclear weapons for now. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he was aware of the comments.
We'll continue to monitor the situation very closely and very carefully. We have no reason to adjust our own nuclear posture. We don't see any indications that Russia is preparing to use a nuclear weapon. The President said again this week that we remain committed to the defense of NATO, every inch of its territory.
Following a two-year investigation, the U.S. Justice Department said Friday police officers in the upper Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis routinely use excessive force and discriminate against Black and Native American people. This report from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Friday announced the findings of a two-year investigation by the Department of Justice of the Minneapolis Police Department, concluding the department had a pattern or practice of using excessive force and discriminating against Black people. Garland said the abuses amounted to violations of residents' constitutional rights.
The Department of Justice has concluded that there is reasonable cause to believe that the Minneapolis Police Department and the City of Minneapolis engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the United States Constitution.
According to the DOJ, Minneapolis has agreed to negotiate an agreement with the Justice Department on reforming the police department known as a consent decree, which will be overseen by a federal judge.
That's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reporting. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control has a new director. Associated Press correspondent Adrian Bradshaw reports.
The White House is announcing that Dr. Mandy Cohen will be the new director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Cohen previously served as Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services from 2017 until last year. She succeeds Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who last month announced she was leaving at the end of June. Cohen will take over after some rough years at the CDC, whose 12,000-plus employees are tasked with protecting Americans from disease outbreaks and other public health threats. Recent polls show public trust in the CDC has somewhat eroded, partly due to missteps in dealing with COVID-19 and to political attacks. I'm Adrienne Bradshaw.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.